One of the tools that you have is a digestive signs and symptom self-assessment, right? That most of you should have that that you got when you got the course. That can be very useful right now because what I would love for you to do is, as we talk about the different parts of the digestive tract, we're going to stop and say, what are the signs and symptoms associated with this part of the digestive tract not functioning properly, right? And as you track your signs and symptoms, it'll start to show you and illuminate certain patterns or certain likelihoods of where your particular digestive issue may be. But keep in mind that there's a lot of overlap with dysfunctions in many areas of the gut, right? You can have reflux as a result of a dysfunction in your small bowel and a dysfunction in your stomach, right? So if you mark reflux as your problem, what are your signs and symptoms? Then it could be one of those too. But it's okay to see the overlap because it can really show you certain patterns and show you ways of identifying the possible source of your particular dysfunction, right? So if you have access to that, get it out because in a few slides we'll come to wanting to look at that.